Our scripture for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, and this is the familiar parable of the talents. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one that had 2 talents made 2 more talents, but the one who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. When the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not spread seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will be have an abundance, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless servant, throw him into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." May God add his blessing to this reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy word. Amen. Please pray with me. Father God, open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, that everything said, heard, and understood might be pleasing to you and further your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So let me ask you a question. How many of you, when you saw the billboard, when you saw the sermon title, what was the first thing that you thought about? When you hear the word stewardship in response, in regards to the church, what do you think about? Money. Well, towards the end of each year, the thoughts of pastors turned towards the same subject. The new year's coming up. And the question is, how can I get the congregation to give more money to the church? We need a gold-plated baptistry. I need a private jet. And I definitely, definitely need a bigger parsonage. And it is called the Stewardship Sermon. So this is the First Christian Church of Pulaski 2022 Stewardship Sermon. However, the fact is that stewardship encompasses more than just money. So today I want to talk about stewardship in general, and I want to do this by presenting a couple of truths about stewardship and issuing a couple of challenges for us all at the end. So I want to kind of set the stage a little bit. So this obviously is the parable of the talents that we are all very familiar with. Master goes off and gives three of his servants different number of talents, 5, 2, and 1. So have you ever asked yourself, what is a talent? Yeah, we know, you know, a talent is an ability to do something, but it was actually a unit of monetary measure. And the talent was equivalent to about 15 years worth of wages for a particular laborer. So for example, putting it more in modern terms, if a laborer made $50,000 a year, a talent is worth $750,000. So that would make 5 talents worth $3.75 million, 2 talents, $1.5 million, and 1 talent is equal to the $750,000. So it was not a small amount of money that these servants would give. And usually the way this is interpreted as a talent is talking about things that we are able to do. But I think the talent in this parable does not only represent monetary value, but it is also representative of the physical, mental, and spiritual resources that we have been given and that we need to take and use wisely. So let's talk about truth number one. What we have is not our own. In the story, the master gives to his servants, and the servants at that time really didn't have that much to work with. And in this particular parable, the master represents God and the servants represent his followers. And if you think about it, God has given to us many things. He's given us skills. He's given us the ability to work a job. He has given us various opportunities to advance ourselves in our career, to advance ourselves in life. He gives us spouses and homes. It always, always fascinates me how two people, two random people in this big world can cross paths and decide to start a life together. Now, stewardship is taking what we have been given and using it in a correct manner. Everything comes from God, and we have the responsibility to use it correctly. Truth two, what we have is to benefit the kingdom of God. If we are truly faithful servants of God, then we need to work for the betterment of our kingdom. We need to be mindful of how we use that which we are given by God. We need to make sure, you know, first off, part of furthering the kingdom of God is making sure that we have stability in our lives, that we have a nice home that we can provide for our needs, because when we have that, then our focus can be more on meeting the needs of the kingdom. We don't have to be concerned about that. Everything that we do, everything that we use, should be used to further and bring about that kingdom of God here on earth. Truth three, God never asks for more from us than we can actually handle. If you look at the parable, the master did not give the same amount of talents to each of the servants. He gave one 5, one 2, and one he gave one talent to. Because he knew that the servant that he was giving the 5 talents to had a greater ability to handle, to manage those 5 talents than the servant that he gave the 2 talents or the 1 talent to. Perhaps the decision came down to the master understanding and looking at how long each of these servants had served him. The more experienced, the more able to handle things, they are the one that got more. In like manner, because God has given us our abilities, he knows how much responsibility that we can take on. We all have the ability. Not everyone has the ability to be the mayor of a town. I most certainly do not think that I do. Probably because I'd be yelling and screaming at the councilman, but that's a different story. But you can tell that there are some people that we just call born leaders. They have the ability to take on and handle more responsibility. So God gives us what he knows that we can be responsible for. Now, this does not mean that we should be envious because someone else can take on more responsibility than we have. But we need to remember and be content because we trust in God and that he has given us certain tasks, certain things to do with what he has given us. Stewardship is having faith that we can use all of what we have been given because God knows that we can handle it. Truth four, what we have is ours to invest, to work with, to join others to build the kingdom, or simply take and bury it all in the ground. The 5 talent and the 2 talent servants, they took that money that they were given and they went out and they invested it. I'm sure that they went out and invested in current businesses. They invested it most likely in starting up new businesses, in giving loans to people so that they could go out, they could build something successful that would improve the community, provide jobs, so to speak. They worked with other people to increase what they had been given. Was it risky? Most likely, yes. It was very risky. But both in the end doubled what they had been given. That five talent servant who had $3.75 million to work with came back with, what is it, $7.5 million, something like that. The two talent took his $1.5 million, went out, doubled that to $3 million. But that one talent servant, very afraid of losing what he had been given, afraid of getting the wrath of his master, simply just took and buried it in the ground and did absolutely nothing with it. Stewardship is about carefully considering what we can do with what we have been given to guarantee an increase. Is there risk? Yes. Are we going to have bad deals? Yes. But we always need to carefully consider what we can do with what we are given. Fifth truth, we will be accountable to God one day for what we did with what he gave us. So the master comes back after his journey, and he gathers his servants together to see what they have done with what the master had given to them. In like manner, God is going to ask us all one day, so what did you do with all of the things that I gave you while you were on earth? Did you use it to further my kingdom here on earth, or did you hoard it for yourselves? Were you afraid to do anything with it? So you did nothing. Stewardship is using what we have in such a way that it pleases God. Truth six, what we do with what we have reveals what kind of person we really are. We all want to hear good, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trusted with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the thing that we absolutely don't want to hear is, you wicked and lazy servant. What we do with what we have been given testifies to how much we take and we trust in God, how big our faith is in God's ability to guide us, and how much love we actually have for him. Truth seven, what we have been given is a test to determine what we will be given in the future. Notice that both the five talent and the two talent servants were told, you have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. 22 years ago, there was a movie called Gladiator, starring Russell Crowe, and he played a character named General Maximus Decimus Meridius. And at the beginning of the film, he's rallying his troops before a battle, and he says, brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Stewardship is knowing that what we do in this life with what we have been given determines what our future is going to be in God's kingdom. Let's face it, the universe is a really big place. There's a lot of stuff going on. And God has decided that he wants us to help him do that. And what he trusts us to do is going to be, to a certain extent, dependent upon what we did with what he gave us here on earth. What you have, you are to use, or what you have, you will lose. So we already said the one talent sermon, he was afraid to use what he had been given. And what happened to him? Well, he got called a wicked and lazy servant, but he also lost what he was given. If we faithfully use what we have been given, more will be given to us. If we do not faithfully use what we have been given, more will not be given to us. Except for the eternal regret of knowing that we have not acted in faith, that we did not do anything with what we have been given. Stewardship is remembering to use it, or we will lose it. So, I spoke about challenges. So, here's the challenges to us all. And this week, I challenge us to think about and to recognize everything that God has given to us. I challenge us all to evaluate how well we are using what we have been given and how well that we are furthering the kingdom of God. Usually as part of Stewardship Sunday, you would have come in, you would have opened your bulletin, and among the inserts in there, there would have been an offering pledge card. And the preacher would have stood up and said, I want you all to write down how much you are committing to giving to this church. I want to know how big of a golden baptistry we can have. I am not going to ask that to be done. Obviously, if you've looked, there are no commitment cards in your bulletin. Instead, the challenge that I give you is once you have taken stock of what you have, once you have determined how well that you are taking and using it, I challenge us all to come up with a solid plan about how we are going to use what we have been given. How are we going to use our time? How are we going to use our abilities? How are we going to use the resources that we have been given, and yes, my friends, how we use our finances. And once you've made out your plan, once you've thought about it, I challenge us all to commit to following it. I didn't pass out commitment cards, because the commitment to the church is of small significance in relation to the commitment between us and God. What you decide upon is a covenant, is a commitment between you and God. Now, I'm not saying, I am not throwing out or dismissing that things do come up in life. But again, if something changes, That has nothing to do with the church. It has to do with your commitment to God. So make the plan and follow it. Much like the servants in this parable whose master gave talents to, God also gives us talents. It is our responsibility to be faithful stewards of what we have been given. What was that phrase you used, Glenn? Responsible response. That's it. We have a responsibility to give a responsible response to what God has given to us. We need to take and use all that we have wisely. We need to seek to use it the way that God would have us use it, so that we may be told by God when we stand before Him, when we give an account of our lives, that we might hear, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Into the joy of your master." Amen.